Hello.
My name is Tamika, returning a call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is for Clip Acquired Insurance Purpose. May I speak to the person that requests a call back, please?
This Terrence Dawson.
How may I assist you?
Yeah, I wanted to file an unemployment claim.
Got my social security number.
418-533-1391.
I might have your date of birth.
April 30, 2001.
And your mother's maiden name?
Williams.
Your mother's maiden name is Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. And your driver's license number?
let me go get it real quick. Hold on, just one moment. Let me get this for you. It's 969-3117.
Okay. I'm gonna press on retold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so your PIN number is going to be 2001.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
My language, English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand?
I understand.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. It can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
Federal government, no.
And did you serve on active duty in the United in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? And the only to file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
Can you repeat that?
Have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's a good telephone number for you? 205-632-4573. And what state is your license issued in?
What state am I in?
Your driver license issued in.
Oh, Alabama. Okay. And what's your race? African American.
Hispanic or not Hispanic?
Not.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
12th grade.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your address?
1304 Fulton Avenue, Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35211.
Is your mailing address the same as a residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
And my occupation was dietary.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Do I obtain work through a hall?
Were you in a union at work?
Union? Can you explain it?
Were you in a union, involved in a union at work?
No.
And are you currently resting for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
Now it'll be when I heal up. It'll be when I get ready, because I have.
So yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and what's the reason you wasn't able to work?
Yeah, I was involved in being a victim. I got shot. I got shot 5 times.
So is it physical or mental illness, disease, or surgery? Injury or accident?
A physical accident.
Okay, I'm going to read to it. I have work restrictions or limitations by order of physician. I have injury or accident, physical or mental illness, disease or surgery, or totally disabled.
Well, yeah, I've been through surgery too, so you can put surgery.
Okay. Okay. So since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? In other words, would you have been able to work if work had been available? If so, you answer yes. If a sickness or injury prevents you from working on a job, but would you qualify based on your past experience or training, benefits can be denied until such time you provide proof that you are able to work. Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 12 to 15.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
Lowest wage?
Yes, sir.
So I'm about 10 to 11.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Do you own a business, yes or no?
No.
And do you work for yourself, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
Can you repeat it, please?
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April the 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No.
And did you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you approve for payments, and their fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
On the prepaid card.
Okay. Okay, what was the name of your employer?
Miss Greenbrier at Altamont.
Okay, what's it on your check stub?
You said what's it sign?
What's it say on your check stub? Your the employer's name.
So that'll be my manager, right?
No, that'll be who you work for. Actually, work for the employer's name.
Oh, Greenbrier at Altamont.
Is that what it's on your direct deposit? Because I don't see that listed.
Well, Nolan, try Nolan Health.
Okay. And what's that phone number?
Hold on, let me look it up. It's 205-323-2724.
And the city and state that you worked in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And your employment start date?
October the 18th of 2023.
And last day work?
May the 18th of 2024.
And what's the reason no longer working?
I got into a physical accident.
Okay. So did you quit?
No, I didn't quit. Like, I'm on hold until I get better.
On a leave of absence?
Yeah.
And then I am in the title of the person who granted the leave of absence for you.
Brooke Coleman.
And the title?
Title.
Yeah, what's the title?
What you mean by?
Are they the supervisor? Human resources, what's the title?
Supervisor.
Okay. And what are the beginning and end dates of your leave of absence? From what date did you start?
The day I started their job?
No, your leave of absence.
Oh, May the 18th, 2024.
Okay. And then what date are you supposed to go back? An estimated date?
Probably about September the 10th, 2024.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after last day of work, vacation pay?
Yes.
How many hours?
40, 45.
And how much per hour?
12.75.
And it's Monday through Friday, 40 hours per week, your normal work week?
Yeah.
What about sick pay?
No sick pay.
What about holiday pay?
That was like $18 an hour.
I'm sorry, what was that? So is that holiday pay, yes?
Yeah, I was getting paid for holidays.
Okay, so let me, okay. Have you received, do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Holiday pay? After your last day of work, after you work, your last day of work, which was in May, did you get holiday pay?
Oh, no.
Okay, but you did get vacation pay, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Can you certify your answers are true and accurate? And the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
I understand.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Decatur, Anniston, Coleman, Cropwell, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Madison, Athens, Dothan, Tuscaloosa, none of the above?
None of the above.
And what month was Kimberly Dawson born in? April, June, August, October, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
You said Kimberly Dawson?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay. And you hereby file in that claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Agree.
And you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize about yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Agree.
So the following is correct. The telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Okay.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Okay. Failure to make complete your weekly claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And the number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 o'clock on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. And with the filing online or by phone, you need to remember your PIN number, additional instructions on your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employee more than once unless the employee was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. Please complete your claim today and have your transaction ID number. It's going to be 4898-43405. And this number just to verify you completed your claim, okay? Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all.
All right, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Bye-bye.
You say.
Bye-bye.